Genesis. Why is it first in the Bible?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, you often tell Christians that to learn the basics of Christianity, they should start with the book of Genesis. Why?
Well, let me answer it this way. If you're reading a murder mystery, what do you do? Well, of course, you start in the middle, don't you? Well, definitely not. If you start at the beginning, you'll better understand the whole plot. You know, I just can't believe the number of Christians who treat the Bible as a book that you start reading in the middle. Many never start at the beginning. But how are you going to understand the rest of the Bible? Because really, all of the New Testament is founded in the Old Testament, and all of the Old Testament is founded ultimately in Genesis chapters 1 to 11. So Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible. I remember once when I told a church that all of our doctrines go back to Genesis, like marriage, clothing, sin, death, and so on. Well, one lady came to me and said, "I've been a Christian for 2 years, but nobody ever taught me about Genesis. For me, Christianity was like beginning to watch a movie in the middle. Now I understand the plot. This is great." You know, we need to understand this. Genesis sets the foundation for the rest of the scripture. So let's start at the beginning.
Well, using the book of Genesis, can we answer the question, is there life in outer space? Ken Ham examines that often asked question in a free booklet, and you can find it on our easy-to-use and attractive website, answersradio.com.